One of the hardest things that I have to do as a pastor is to comfort people in the time of loss. And everybody experiences losses in their life. Nothing is all success. No family escapes death of family members. And many of us have tragic events in our lives, among our relatives and among our friends, and we suffer loss. And the difficult thing for me as a pastor is to know when to try to say something to comfort and when to say nothing. Weep when they are weeping and to mourn with them. But I always try to bring some comfort into a situation without trying to answer questions of which I have no idea of the answers. Listen to what Paul says about the only one who can comfort us in times of loss. This is in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be God, even the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the suffering of Christ abounds in us, so our consolation also abounds by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that you are partakers of the sufferings, so you shall also be of the consolation. You see what Paul says? We help each other because we've all experienced tragedy. We've all experienced loss. We've experienced pain in this life. And so together with God, we comfort one another in knowing that God is our comfort and we're comforted together. Let's pray. Father, thank you for comforting me when I've had times of loss and when my friend died tragically and suddenly in very bad circumstances. You comforted me with the thought that you were with him at that very moment. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and help me somehow to comfort others. In Jesus' name, amen.